Good morning. Good to see everybody out and about this morning. A couple of things before we get rolling over into other things. Want to mention Firm Foundations. We started a new series this morning. If you had intended to be there and weren't, be here next Sunday morning, 9:15 sharp, session two, and we can still graduate you with this group on time. Firm Foundations, the only gateway to membership here at Salem Sarahs Baptist Church. Memorization Sunday, that'll be next Sunday morning. And so if you've been working on your memory verses diligently, we'll give you opportunity to be blessed and bless next Sunday morning. Don't forget, we have a business meeting right after the morning meeting here to take care of the Academy budget and get all of that put together. So a little bit of work to be done after we finish with what we have going on here this morning. We're going to try to weave in several elements in the next few minutes here. I think it'll be a blessing to you. And so bear with us this morning, a little bit different for what we've got going on. First thing that I want to do is ask, now this is for those that, about 40 of you that went with me last week and lived to tell about it. Of the 40 of you that went with me last week, I'm looking for, now listen, this is going to happen quick because I know you all got vocal cords and you want to share stuff. And we're not going to make time for everybody to parade through this morning and tell their story. But I am asking for popcorn praise, popcorn response to what the Lord would have you to share this morning. I want only three, and the first three that stand will get to share something this morning from that last week. Only three. No, you already got you on the hook. One, two, and three. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, Dennis. Now, that means that you don't get on a roll and get to preach all morning about all of it. Okay?
It was wonderful just to be with like-minded people that came every day to help us. And to meet with them, listen to their situation, and pray for them, and pray with them now because they're here. I wish I was there a little bit more, maybe soon.
Amen. Now, those of you that don't know or were asleep in the last few weeks, we took a group over to Rock Springs, Texas, and ministered with a local church there last weekend and during the first part of last week. And so these folks were part of the process, and so that's what they're sharing with you now, some of the things that their impressions.
Well, I went up there, kind of was wanting to get away, and I thought it'd be a good place to get away to. But toward the end of it, I realized why God had us there is because we were a blessing to them. They were a blessing to us, but they needed some encouragement. They needed they just needed what we brought to them. And that seemed to be the, that's what struck me is why we needed to be there.
Amen.
This will be real short. Vicki and I went up on Thursday only to help with the hot dogs and so forth, but I shared my Sunday school class this morning. The blessing I got was watching Ronnie and Ken and Wayne interact with the people that they'd met during the week, the relationships that they built, and just watching that transpire was just a blessing to me.
Amen. Now, I specifically asked some folks to come up and share today to be prepared with some prepared remarks and et cetera, but wanted to give opportunity for spontaneity this morning with these individuals here. Over the next couple of weeks, I'll be asking others to share in part as it relates to some of the things that I want to teach us and some of the things that I want us to to get out of this process. It is a process that we are moving through, that the Lord is moving us through, and using some of these experiences to help us and to grow us, and I believe what He wants to make us into out of all of this. And I'll relate all that in just a moment. We'll try to tie it all together as we step through here. But now I want to get, if I can, the ones that I asked to prepare their remark. Oh, by the way, I'll be calling you in the next couple of weeks, some of you, to share parts of your story. So be on standby with that, and don't forget what happened. Now you guys want to come. Let's see, B, R, why don't you guys go first?
Okay. Jason, you promised we was going to hear a rap, and you got pretty close to it today, but you got to work on the movement a little bit. That was beautiful, by the way. And the song right before you sang your special, Lord Help Me Every Hour, I especially need His help for the next few minutes anyway. Before we went up to Rock Springs, Brother Brett got with us and covered several things, what we could expect when we got there. And I'm going to hit just three little quick topics. One of them was be expecting to work long, hard days. And believe me, he didn't lie to us. Our days started about 4:30 in the morning and went to about 10 o'clock at night. And for old folks, that's pretty long days, but it was real funny. I quickly learned if you're doing God's work, He gives you the strength to complete it. And yes, we got tired. Yes, we asked ourselves a couple times, what were we thinking when we signed up for this? And one time as I was thinking that, I watched a little girl. We had brownies on the table for dessert. And she was going around each one of them and eyeing which one was the biggest piece of brownie. And Caroline, you got the biggest one. And that, to me, it says, okay, this is why we're here. We're a church family. We're up here to do work, and we're up here to have fun. And that was one of those special moments. The second thing he talked about is to expect to be placed outside of your comfort zone. And he's still working on that with me as we speak. But, you know, it's real easy for me to build stuff. I was part of the construction group, and it's real easy for me to build stuff. I've done it all my life. It's just second nature, and I don't mind working. But to go up to strangers and witness to them or give my testimony or give a devotional, that's really getting me outside of my comfort zone. But, again, I found that I could do it. Maybe not the best, but I could do it. And, thank you for that, I think. One of the things I want to share about our construction crew, each morning we had a safety meeting, and one morning we had one of our members give a special testimony on her being saved. Each morning we had a prayer right after that, and then we began work. About mid-morning, we would have a snack that was prepared for us before we left to go to the job site. When I finished the cookies and the bananas and stuff, I looked down there in that sack, and there was still a piece of paper there. And the paper had a verse written on it, and I think it was Matthew 5:14-15 or something. Anyway, it was talking about us being a light, similar to the house built on the hill that everybody can see. And it got me thinking, what kind of light am I? Am I a light for our Lord Jesus, or am I a light for the devil? And, of course, I want to be the light for the Lord Jesus. And then I got thinking, well, how bright is my light? And right now I got thinking, well, I'm probably about a 25 water. And with y'all's help and prayers, we're going to move Ronnie on up to a 50 and then eventually to a 100 water. So bear with me. The third, and this will be real quick, is what's the most blessing? We would be more blessed than the blessings we gave Rock Springs. And one of the special blessings to me, I got to know many of our youth much better. And let me tell you, we have some special youth in our church. Be very proud of them, and I wanted to personally say thank y'all and how proud I am of all the youth. All of y'all. Y'all are special. And the final word is, yes, it was great to get back home Friday, but Brother Brett, when, not if, you start another adventure, Connie and I are there.
Amen. Amen.
Everything he said, I agree with, but I had to add something to it. I was on the cooking team, and everybody had a chance, except for the construction crews, of volunteering in the kitchen. Well, I went around and I would ask different ones what had inspired them or what blessing they had received that week. I had such insightful answers, and it all seemed to string around the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit. We had one lady who was so excited that God had given her the joy and the strength and the excitement to be on this trip. One precious, beautiful young woman in the youth said she had not realized God had given her so much strength that she could share the Word of God with others. And then there was one little boy in that group, young man, I'll say young man, and he was so inspired by what Brother Jason had to say on Wednesday night about the 12 disciples who led the revolution of Christianity and how they could do it today. And that was so special. And I have to, now I want to give you my inspiration. Families from the First Baptist Church in Rock Springs came and they shared. They loved us. They inspired us. They shared a meal with us. They brought a meal and shared with us on Wednesday night. It was wonderful. I'm not going to cry through this. But there was a lady in this group, and her name was Betty Ann. She had two sons. And when those sons came into our group that first evening, and it was Monday night that they came. I remember Monday night. They were so filled, and they shared so much with us. It was awesome. Well, and it was that way every night. The whole group was just wonderful. And I loved Betty Ann. We just clicked. Well, on Thursday morning, there was a couple of boys that missed the bus going to the park. So they needed a ride down to the children's program. So I gave them a ride, and I was just going to whip in and whip out. But Betty Ann was there. So I stopped to talk to her. And she said, I want to give you my testimony. And I want to share it with you this morning. Her two sons were on drugs, seriously. Her oldest son, Tootie, was on heroin and cocaine. Well, he found Jesus, and Jesus completely healed. She was worried about her other son who was on meth, and he had a serious, serious problem. She prayed that she had her church members praying. She had Brother Sonny counseling her, and she knew that she had to let him go. But she could not. Brother Sonny kept counseling her. This is what you have to do. You have to let him go. She could not. Then it came to her, the only one in her deep, deep
bottomless pit, the only way that she could let go of him was by going to bed at night and take a handful of pills. She went to bed, and as she was looking at those pills, she thought of her granddaughter. And she said, I can't do this. This isn't what God wants me to do. So she got up, and it was just a few days later, in this little bitty town of Rock Springs, that there was a shootout, and her sons were involved in this shootout. And her house was supposed to have been shot up that night also. Her sons were not hurt. And she was not shot. She realized then that God was speaking to her and saying, I can take your most precious things in a twinkling of an eye. You have to give them to me to let me heal them. And she did. And he did. And they are both such spirit led by God speakers. It was an awesome experience for us there. And I want to thank Brother Brett from the bottom of my heart for letting us go.
Amen.
It was one of the greatest experiences, I think, of our lives.
Amen. See if it's on.
The mission trip was really fun for me and my family, and I know we all had a great time, everybody on the team. And even though I still have sleeping bags under my eyes and am very tired, it was lots of fun.
I did not write anything down, and Brother Brett is really making me step out of my comfort zone here. All these faces. I didn't want to go at first, I'll admit that, and I thought to myself, I have two little ones, I'm just going to be taking care of them, why can't I just do that at home, you know, I'm not going to be effective at all, but my husband, who prayerfully considers everything, said, we're going, and I just asked the Lord to change my heart about that, and he did. And I begin to get excited about going, and I am so glad that I went. I want to say, even if you're busy like I am, you can still go and do things. I watch Kendra; she's pregnant, and she was there. We've got older people. Dutch is 80 years old, and he was just working like a 20-year-old man. Got Ronnie playing volleyball at 65. We've got little ones. Even my Caroline was a blessing to the pastor's family because she made friends with the little three-year-old Blake and played with him all week. And Miss Bernadette, that the pastor's wife, said that was a blessing to her, that she didn't have to worry about Blake, that he was busy playing. So you're not too young to be effective. You're not too old to be effective. You're not too busy to be effective. And Miss Deanna, you are an amazing woman. She is in pain all the time, and she gets up and she works hard, and she does it for the Lord. I mean, all of you could be effective for the Lord. There's no excuse. That was one thing I want to say. And then another thing was Betty Ann said to me that she felt more love in the week that we were there than in the 2 years that she had been a member at that church. And I thought, oh, that's so sad. And as we were driving home, I was thinking, man, I wonder if there's people in our church that feel that way.
Now you're talking.
And if I have not shown you love, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I'm going to do better. We all need to do better.
Okay, I can go. I can reach this one. Brother Brett was on us from the start that make sure that, you know, we're going up there, we have some things that we want to do, but those things that we want to do is not the real reason we're going. We're going up there to love the people and to be with people and to meet with people and help the church, yes, but and reach out to the community and help that church reach out to the community. And I was thinking that kind of struck me because I think that applies, should apply to every single day, not just the week we go up there on the mission trip. I get busy. I got a lot of stuff going on, just at the house. I got a lot of stuff going on. I get busy. I get focused on, I got to go here. I got to get this. I got to do this. I got to put this together. I got to build this, fix that, all this. And I overlook and I pass by a lot of times. I need to slow down. I need to make sure that my focus is people. Because in the end, everything else is just stubble.
Yeah.
It's about the people. In working, there were two different people on two different occasions that weren't in communication with each other about, but they both made similar references, and they said that, man, some of this stuff around here, I wasn't aware of the needs. Some of this stuff we should have been doing. Why did it take somebody else to come, 150 miles to do this for us? We should have been doing this the whole time. And I thought on that for a little bit, and then we were discussing it as a family and also realized that, well, yeah, maybe, they felt bad and they kind of said it kind of ashamedly, but, I was thinking on myself, well, it took me going 150 miles to get out and do something. I need to be doing that here. So she said, you're not too old, you're not too young, you're not too busy. You don't have to go to Rock Springs. There's some roads right down here. We bought people some tacos and got a lot of people to come to some stuff where they got to hear about the Lord just because we bought them a taco. They sell tacos right there. We need to be busy here. What, as our sister just said a minute ago, bloom where you're planted, right? Bloom where you're planted.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
I'm going to try to do better being busy here.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Say it. One of the girls wanted to say something about cleaning toilets. That was not their favorite thing. But that was a very effective servant evangelism project that we did. We went into businesses around the square, and Tessa was amazing. She'd go, I forget your spiel, but you were awesome. We're going to clean your toilets. And we're going to do it for the Lord. And they're just like, okay. So if anybody wants to go clean toilets today, I'm game. Oh, and Caroline wanted to say that Brother Brett's not so scary.
You go.
They wouldn't let me take the microphone. I think she really wants to, but she's trying to work up the...
You can do it. You're such a big girl. You can do it, girl. You're such a big girl.
Mm. Sorry, Claire.
Sometimes it helps to turn around backwards. Thank you, guys. I'm going to have to work on being scary again. It's the only advantage I had. Give that up. Can't recover. Somebody finds out that I might be nice every once in a while. I'm going to turn you to Hebrews chapter 10 in just a moment. I'm going to show you two verses that you've seen, and I'm going to tie that into this experience in about four different ways. And I'll have you out by three. We're still on Rock Springs time, whereas we're just all here. Schedule for Tuesday starts at breakfast for the construction crew at 6:15 to 6:45. For the rest of the team, from 7:30 to 8:15, cleanups Melinda and Muriel. Lunch delivery at 11 noon, Jason, Mildred, and Ashley. Lunch for the team, noon to 12:30. Preparation helpers, Ashley and Zane. Cleanup, Claudette and Lisa. Supper for the team at 5. Preparation, Tessa and Taylor. Cleanup, Kendra and Caitlin. Trash, Dutch and Ethan. Everybody had a job for every part of the day. 9 to 10:30, Fun Summer Kids Club. Lesson, K through 3, Kendra. Claudette helps. Lesson, 4 through 6, Lauren helps. Lisa and Deanna help. Registration, Missy, Crafts, Melinda, Alma, and Caitlin. Recreation, Braden, Tessa, Jason, Taylor. Snack, Mildred and Emma. Everybody had a job for every moment of the day. And you go on a mission team with this group right here, you better get ready to go and get ready to work. Don't got no slackers on a mission team. Don't got no slackers on any of that sort of thing. It's all day long, long as you can go, hard as you can go, with everything. By design. And it doesn't take but a couple of 3 days of that to get you broke down a little bit. Get you broke down enough where you can see and sense, I can't do this by myself. I'm tired. And that facade, you know, that we put up, that we bring to church when we put our super saint suit on, you know. We drag it out of the closet Saturday night and press it. Put it on bright and early Sunday morning. We take it off about 1 o'clock and hang it back up in there till Sunday, the next Sunday, Saturday night. But when you go off with a group of people and you work all day and you get tired and you get through these things, that super saint suit has a tendency to get real wrinkled. And you can't wear it. And so you figure out very quickly, I need the Lord to even make it through this and still keep my testimony where it's supposed to be. I love it whenever you get to see everybody with their cracked face in the morning. I can't even speak till I get water on me. Everybody knows that now. Well, he's not very pretty in the morning, like I am right now. So sometimes it takes that to get us to a place where we can listen. Where we can listen. That's part of the value of going off. But there also ought to be a value for those that stay behind. We want to look at some of that today, because I want to challenge every bit of us. Just as these have already challenged, I want to challenge us a little further with that. Hebrews chapter 10, two verses. One of them will be familiar. The first one leads into the familiar one. Verse 24. It says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I was reading the news in Yahoo a couple of days ago, and there was an article in there about a man in Thailand who is quite fortunate to be alive after teasing a bear with food in front of one of the temples. Had this bear in an enclosure, and he went over with a bowl of rice and began to drop it down in there and antagonize the bear, misjudging the height of the bear. And the bear rose up on its hind legs and reached up and snatched the man down into the cage and clawed him summarily and chewed on him pretty good till he was unconscious, threw him around a little bit, and then went and ate his rice. I guess he never heard the old saying, let sleeping bears lie. Usually we think of provoking in that light, in a negative way, where we poke the bear or poke at someone until something bad happens. But in Hebrews 10, the Lord brings it up in a positive way. There's quite a positive way to provoke folks. The word provoke simply means to stimulate, means to arouse. And so what is being said here in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24, it says here that we ought to be living in such a way, conducting ourselves in such a way as to stimulate or to arouse, awaken other believers in order that we might do good works, that they might do good works because of our example. That's what Ronnie was talking about. He had him on to do devotions one night out of his comfort zone. And his devotional that night was basically on Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. This is the idea that's contained in verse 24 here. That we ought to be provoked, stimulated, aroused unto good works, awakened in order that we might enlighten other believers, that we might challenge each other further, higher, brighter in all that we do for the Lord. If we walk in humility and work the works of Him that we serve, when other Christians see the excellence of service that we put out there, they'll be inspired and they'll be moved to follow Christ in that same way. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. We concentrate on the first parts of that and we leave off the latter end of it. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then we'd usually leave it there. But the next part of it says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. There are works that reveal what we have on the inside. And when we are actively engaged in letting the inside out, what that does is begin to challenge others who have that inside that they've not let out. It has an effect on all those folks. Titus chapter 3. Let me go back a few pages here. Titus chapter 3 speaks to the same thing. Verse 5 and following says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, We should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Now listen to this. This is a faithful saying. And these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. There's a profit to putting the inside on the outside. James chapter 2, verse 26, he says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." My job is to provoke you. Some of you think that I'm just a burr. My job's to provoke you to love. My job's to provoke you to serve. My job's to provoke you to minister. I took about 40 of us with me this last week. And the idea that we left here with was to provoke some folks to love and to good works. That was what the Lord sent me to do. I have a heart for that town, and I have a heart for the people of that church as well. And I know it. I know those people. I know where they come from. I know where they live. I know what they're about. I know how they've been raised. And I know there's better. There's better for them. And what I could see and have seen for a long time there is the idea that they are little fish in a little bitty pond and don't know no better. And so what the Lord had for me during this time was to provoke. And that's what you see even with the slogan that we put on the front of the t-shirt that we took. The idea of rocking the rock. Rock springs. Stir it up. Stir it up. Create a stir and let people see that there's people that are different. So I took 40 people with me and we stirred it up. Started out by stirring it up inside the church house. There were issues inside the church. You think that we have issues in the big city. I'm going to tell you what, when you get into little towns, things like racism take on a whole different flavor because it's generational. And the clientele don't change much. And so you get in there and you start stirring around in certain things, I'm going to guarantee you, you'll raise up a bear. There's been a bear raised up over there this last week. Somebody's going to have to deal with that bear. Somebody's going to have to deal with that. And I tell you what, I know somebody that can. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's already at work. He's already moving by His Spirit in that burg. But that was the point, to stir it up. To get things moving. Get it off a dead zero. Show folks that there's people that care, that there's people that are willing to sacrifice, willing to do something outside of their comfort zone. Those 40 people that I took with me, they were tasked all day long. I had many times where people came to me wanting to know details. Well, is this going to? And I'd just tell them, no. And you don't need to know. Just do what I tell you. Some of them got aggravated with me. But you can't have many chiefs and make something work. And at the end of the day, folks learned and understood that there was a method for the madness, a reason for the directive. It's not something that I accidentally came upon, the process or the agenda or the schedule. This has been many weeks in the planning and many weeks with me and the Lord talking about how to go about what we're doing here. And so we didn't deviate from that. And what I get to see then is I get to see people begin to be more living in the moment, living for now, forgetting the project, looking at the people, looking what's around me right now rather than looking at the process and trying to tweak the process that somebody else has already put together. That has great benefits. And I think we've seen, those of you that teamed up, I think you've seen the benefit of that, which gave you time to think about your own self and the people that you're interacting with. These folks work from 4:35 in the morning till 10:30 at night, then slept on beds that weren't their own and air mattresses and cots and floors, and then did it all over again the next day. Willingly, mostly cheerfully, but in the end, productively. Productively. So the first goal that the Lord led me into with this process was to provoke the team. To provoke the team that we took out of here, to provoke them unto love. And to provoke you unto good works. To stir you up, to awaken you to the idea that there is something that can be done when you look around and it looks like you can't do that here, or this won't work, or what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? The most simple of things can be very effective if we buy in and we get with it. The most simple of processes, the most simple of things can be very effective. And so the first part of this was to provoke that team to stir up an entire community. Well, that worked. This team that came from this place here to that place there was well provoked and loved real good and worked like Trojans. It worked. There was plenty going on. The second thing that was on my mind as I took a team out of here to get that team provoked so that out of that provocation something larger could take place, and I'll get back to that in just a moment. But the second thing was, when you take 40 workers away from a church, and I took 40 workers. I didn't take 40 fringers. I took 40 workers. And what happens when you do that, and you have a Sunday in between, is that you get to see what happens in their absence. Now that was a kind of a large concern for me, because I took teachers and leaders and deacons and all kinds of stability out of this church. I took a lot of props out of this church when I went. Right? And there were gaps and holes in here for last Sunday. Gaps and holes for last Wednesday and some of the things that go in between there. And what I wanted to see and what I wanted to have happen was that the folks left here to be provoked. To let you see that, yeah, these folks are missing. Somebody needs to step in. Somebody needs to step up. And you know what? There ain't but a few of us here. Maybe it might need to be me. So I wanted to provoke the team here unto love. The home team. The sending team. Provoke the sending team unto love and to good works. So just because I brought the 40 back don't mean that the rest can say, well, here you go. You're back on. Well, was the music good last week? And without a musical instrument in sight, wasn't it? Huh? Oh, you had a piano last week? Awesome. You see, you take for granted sometimes the spots that everybody feels, don't you? And so people have to step up and make a difference. So the second thing was I wanted to see the home team provoked. And I hope you got provoked, stirred up a little bit. Third thing that I wanted to see provoked was First Baptist Church. Because First Baptist was a little complacent. Got the market captured. There's not another big church in town. There's twosies and threesies, but not another big church. And you get complacent sometime when you're the only game. And so their leadership kept asking me, what are you going to do? And I'd give them little snippets about what I intended to do. And always the reaction was, well, okay, but what are you really going to do? What are y'all really going to do? I said, we're just going to work at it. We're going to do what I told you we're going to do. And they didn't believe that a community could be stirred up until we stirred up a community. And as we began to do little things, dozens of them here, there, and yon, all of them being connected, all of them with a purpose, moving towards the next event, gathering, 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 starting on day one with very little, ending up on Thursday night with over 250 people. As we began through that process, they began to see things that stirred them up. And the comment's already been made, we should have been doing this. We can do this. We need to do these things. We can't let this die this week. There's things we need to do. So the third part of this was to provoke an existing team, an existing church. And folks, I think they're well provoked. I think they were well stirred. Lots of ideas about trying to go forward. Now, what do we do from here? Here's the deal. It's great for a week. It was great for a week for y'all to be without us. It was great for a week for us to be without y'all. It was great for another church to have another group in to really hug on and just have a refreshing time of refreshing. It was great for a town. Oh, that was the other part that we provoked the whole town. Provoked the entire town. People that weren't church folks got provoked because they saw what could happen in a community when some people actually cared. Lost people in that community now are making plans to do some things to help their community as a result of being stirred up. So it didn't just stir up the saved folks and the church folks. It saved up it provoked up an entire town with that. So what are they going to do? Talk big. Got a lot of big talk coming out of it. Now we get to see whether that rubber's going to meet the road or not. A lot of big talk all the way around. Town, we could do this and we could get that. Well, we'll see it when we see it. A church over there that says let's see it. We got a church here that come back and said we could do all of that back here. We could do these things here. A lot of talk. I believe it when I see it. Believe it when I see it. Huh? That provocation went for a period of time, but now what are you going to do with it? What do we do with it as we move forward? You know, there was some guy stood up here a while back and said, you know, we could double our Sunday school classes in 2 years. Some of you still look at me like I got two heads. Double our Sunday school class. Are you kidding me? We could if you'd follow what I laid out for you to a T. I don't think there's any of our classes that have followed what I laid out to a T. I didn't fall off a turnip wagon yesterday. I've been around. There's a lot of folks that think they know better. Well, that'll never work. This'll never do. That'll whatever. Maybe you need to rethink that. All the things that we did on this mission trip are the things I've been asking Sunday school classes to do. And now I've got 40 that have been indoctrinated. 40 that have been trained. 40 that have been shown firsthand what'll happen if you work the process the way it's supposed to be worked. Now he got quiet in here. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? You see, what happens is that churches become big clubs most of the time, with a very few that want to go ahead and do something. Here's what the deal is. I've been trying to provoke you. Some of you have been stirred up and provoked to a degree. Now I want to know what you're going to do with it. You want to let it sit there and die? Or you want to pick it up and do something with it? You want to pick it up and do something with it? Maybe there'll be some that have been here on the home team, the sending team this time, that'll get on board with you and go with you. So we got all kinds of coals that we're putting together here. We got some that are kind of live that have come back. And we got some here that are sitting there with a little bit of spark in them. We'll put these together and see if we can't make a flame out of it here in this place. You see, the Lord can put his breath across all of this and he can make something big, big out of something small. They don't happen by accident. None of this happens by accident. And so, there's plenty that can be done. Plenty that can be done. And the basic building blocks are here. Our Sunday school's here. That foundation that we're trying to set. Now it's time to see what we can do with love and good works to move forward with all of that. You understand what I'm trying to get at today? See where I'm coming from with that? It's all wonderful if it's just a week. But it ain't nothing like it could be if all of that moves forward and we see something lasting that comes out of it. I don't want it to be a camp experience for me. Go off to your camp event or whatever and come back and everybody stands across here and says, "Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful." And then you can't find them for the next 2 weeks because they're wore out and burned it all up. No, it's got to be beyond that. There's more to it than all of that. I'm grateful for the senders. I'm grateful for the goers. Now I'm looking for the workers. I'm looking for those that want to parlay that into something wonderful. You want to go? You want to go? You want to be a part of it? Well, let's get rolling with it. Romans chapter 13, I close with this. Verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it's briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time, that now, it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. The greatest force for good this world will ever know is an awakened, a provoked, church. May the Lord provoke us. May the Lord awaken us to the work that's before us in this place. Let's stand for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Lord, your long-suffering to usward. We would ask you this morning that we might have our spiritual antenna fully raised. Lord, I would pray that all the fuzz between antenna and broadcast would be dispelled. And Lord, that your voice would come clear. People in this room may be the only Christ that anybody in our community sees. Help us to exemplify what it means to be on mission for thee. I ask you, Father, that you'd put sender and goer together in such a way that we here might provoke one another unto love and to good works. I believe that every part of this body, I believe that all the gifts are here and function here, but not necessarily functioning. We'd ask you, Lord, that this body would come together in such a way, Lord, that our community would be stirred, awakened to the fact that there's someone down here on this corner that loves them. Awaken in each and every one of us that love bug that we should have for our neighbor. And then, Lord, open our eyes to see how we can reach them. Open our eyes to see how we can penetrate into the darkness that's around us. Lord, there's so much of the process that we get involved in to the neglect of the people. Help us not to elevate the process over those that you loved, that you've given your life for, that you made a way for. Help us to not put the club above that. Show us how we can make a difference. Show us, Lord, how we can touch with love and acceptance. Show us, Lord, how to be different. Help us be that army, Lord God, that the gates of hell can't prevail against. Lord, help us to be the church that you designed us to be. Father, if there's somebody in here today that doesn't know you in the pardon and forgiveness of sin, Lord, I pray that you'd use some of us to love them to yourself. Help us not to neglect those that have come our way this day. Lord, take the hard covers off of our hearts. Help us, Lord, to be lovers of men's souls. For, Father, we pray this in Jesus' name and amen.